Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 9th. Happy Resurrection Day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Quickly, let's go over the Ten Commandments that we're refreshing on. The first one is, "You shall have no other gods before me." The second one, "Do not make for yourself an idol." The third is about words, "You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain." Number four, "Honor the Sabbath by keeping it holy." What is number five? "Honor your father and mother." And today, we're going to just review for a moment number six, "You shall not murder." Our Lord Jesus reminds us and deepens this commandment by showing us in the Gospels, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, that this isn't an issue of just an outward act of taking someone's physical life, but it is an inward attitude of the heart. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, he says, "You have heard that it was said of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment." Our Lord Jesus is pointing us deeper into our heart motivation. And so a question that we might ask ourselves is, am I harboring anger or contempt or frustration against someone? And if so, how can I ask the Lord to help me to be someone who remembers that I've been forgiven much, and therefore he calls me to forgive? As is our Sunday rhythm, we are going to read some of the sermon passage. Today we're in Deuteronomy 16, which is the Passover, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 8. This section is just a review of what the people of Israel were to do in order to celebrate as they look back on the first Exodus event. "Observe the month of Aviv and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Aviv, he brought you out of Egypt by night. Sacrifice as the Passover to the Lord your God an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste. So that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in your possession in all the land for 7 days. Do not let any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover in any town the Lord your God gives you, except in the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you must sacrifice the Passover in the evening when the sun goes down, on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt. Roast it and eat it at the place the Lord your God will choose. Then in the morning, return to your tents. For 6 days, eat unleavened bread. And on the 7th day, hold an assembly to the Lord your God and do not work." I had not remembered that unleavened bread is called the bread of affliction because the people were leaving Egypt in haste. And so this is a reminder to them that they didn't have time for the bread to rise, for the yeast to do its work in the bread. They had to leave in a hurry as God fully and finally freed them from affliction during the final plague against Egypt. I was trying to think about the ways that we as Christians carry on this Passover meal. Last year, I was involved in a Seder, which is the Passover meal. It was a very meaningful experience. And also, we should consider that the Lord's Supper is another way that we celebrate, in a sense, the Passover, that the Lord has freed us from our sin. And we take the bread, sometimes unleavened and other times with yeast and lots of good sugar from the cooks on a mission. In our celebratory nature, we say, Lord, thank you that you have given your body for us. And then we take the cup filled with juice and are mindful of his blood that he shed. And he calls us to remember and to celebrate. And as Wayne often says during this meal, his favorite part is the passing of peace, which connects well with the sixth commandment, that we as the people of God are called to be a people who do not stay angry with one another, but we are at peace with one another because we are at peace with God. Psalm 29 is a psalm of David. It has three movements. First, there's this summons to worship. Then there's this terrifying thunderstorm that is a motivation for praise. And the end of the psalm reminds us that the Lord is king and that he reigns. The psalm begins with the word ascribe, which is a word meaning give. Really, it's a call to worship. Give praise to the Lord. Ascribe to the Lord who he is. What is his character? Here he is ascribed as someone who is glorious and strong, full of splendor and holiness. And then we see the thunderous work of the Lord, the cleansing, purifying, glorious work of the Lord. And we are reminded at the end that whatever happens in this life, the Lord is reigning in heaven. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. Skipping down to verse 9. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together every day. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.